So I will call to order this meeting of Tacoma's Landmarks Preservation Commission for June 9th, 2021. And we will begin this meeting, as we always do, by acknowledging that we're holding this meeting on the traditional lands of the Puyallup Tribe of Indians this evening, virtually. I believe most of us are on those lands right now. And I will have a roll call here, and I will just go bottom to top as Zoom lists you. We have Commissioners Williams, otherwise known as South Sound Property Group, Hilsendegger, Schlesser, Jaggers, Hart, Stewart, Johnson, and Bartoy. Did I miss anyone? I do not think so. Okay. I'm not hearing anyone being missed. So we'll move forward with the consent agenda. Are there any additions to the consent agenda? Hearing none, are there any objections with moving forward with the consent agenda? Hearing no objections, we'll move forward with the consent agenda by unanimous consent. Excusing absences, we have Commissioner Cade has an excusal, but I believe that is the only one that has an excusal this evening. And just to note that during our interim between our last meeting, there was one administrative review at 718 North L Street for a carport. Know if anyone had any comments to that. Seeing none, we will go ahead and move right along to our design review. So we have two design reviews. The first one is for my agenda, 511 North M Street in the North Slope Historic District. Mr. McKnight, do we have a staff report?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll be brief on this. This is 511 North M Street, which is a contributing structure within the North Slope Historic District. The commission may recall on May 12th, the commission reviewed and voted to deny an application for the addition of a new front step or porch on the front of this house. The applicant has returned to the commission with a scaled down proposal that is less of a deck and more of a front stoop with a modest entry. This house was built in 1890. As I said, it's contributing. The history on this is that there was a stop work order for that front stoop and overhang that was issued last month. And so the applicant has taken the feedback from that denial and has brought it back forward. So the scope right now is just that front porch. You can see on the east elevation there on the screen, that is the existing condition now. You can see the unpainted wood. It includes steps and a small deck and railing. And then the standards that apply are the design guidelines for porches. Excuse me, I wanted to say steps, but I meant porches. So the staff's analysis is this is a property that contributes to North Slope Historic District and is subject to commission review and approval. Item two, the replaced front stoop, step, and railing were not original to the home. There aren't any historic photos showing the original steps or the removed alcove entrance. And that was one of the challenges with this is that it used to have an inside alcove porch on it even prior to this work that had been enclosed. And so the entry is not historic and there's not historic material there. Item three, the wood is an acceptable front porch material. The redesign has reduced the overall size and scale and exhibits minimal ornamentation based on guidance given by staff. I would ask that, or I would note that a preliminary design was sent to staff for review and our suggestions, and we made some suggestions about scaling back some of the craftsman ornamentation on it and just really going for a more minimal look on it. And so that was incorporated into the design. And then lastly, railing and steps that meet building code are required. And so staff recommends approval of this. The other thing I wanted to note for the record too is that Commissioner Cade is not at this meeting tonight, but she did pass along comments to the staff, commenting positively on the changes to the design. She said it was a much better design. She just wanted to make sure that the dimensions showing 5 feet, 9.5 inches wide on the drawings were accurate. That was her only question, so.
Great, thank you. And I'd like to mention that Commissioner Sundstrom and Vice Chair Mortensen have entered the virtual space with us this evening. That's on the record. I don't think I've missed anyone else. Hopefully not. Okay, so we have the applicant is here, Mr. Wyman. Is there anything you'd like to add to the staff report or any comments you would like to make to the commission before I open it up for questions and comments?
So that the dimension that was being requested to be accurate, is it that rail to rail dimension, the plan dimension of that, the final landing there before the entry door?
Lauren, can you bring up
there it is. Yeah, 5.9 and a half. Yes, that to my knowledge should be accurate. That is.
Okay. No further further comments.
Ruben, at one point you said that there were you saying that the height would require railings? It's just the railings that were shown in the design, those on the top landing again, not necessarily handrails that go up on the side for the stairs, correct?
Sure, no, I can respond to that. It wasn't saying that there was anything additional that was required. It was just noting that the railing on the shown in the design is a code requirement.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you. Yeah. No, I don't think I have anything else to say.
Okay, great. Thank you, Mr. Wyman. So I will open it up to the commission for any comments or questions to the applicant. Yes, Vice Chair Mortensen.
Yeah, I agree with Commissioner Cade's comments that this is a much more sensitive design to the house. It looks like the slope of the porch roof was increased somewhat from the other proposal. And in the example photo that's up right now on the far right, you can see kind of how those two slopes match in that historic picture, but the slopes in your proposal still don't match very well. And I was wondering if that was like a personal preference or why, we saw last time, it is changed to something slightly steeper, but I wondered why you didn't go all the way to kind of match the other pitch of the house.
Yeah, I think that it could come up. It's not a personal preference. I'm trying to figure out how best to navigate kind of the existing, I guess you'd call it a shed roof coming off of that main cable end. And I think to some degree, probably making it steeper and overframing onto that the back portion of the roof would be the best way to conceal kind of the previous enclosure of the original porch. So I think basically what I'm echoing what you're seeing in having the pitch be higher, and I think that probably should be something that should be possible, if not obligated.
Any other commissioners? I'm seeing none. And I seeing none, I'll go ahead and I echo the, oh, there we go, Commissioner Williams.
I just have a question. I'm wondering the pitch of this porch roof. Am I understanding that behind that is a flat roof over the actual alcove that was enclosed, and then it goes to the pitch up behind it? Is that, am I looking at this drawing correctly?
Yeah, it's a little bit straight. It's not perfectly flat. It's got a very, very low slope to it and some torch down on top of it. So asphalt torch down.
Okay. My question was, did you look from a design perspective, you know, and I'm not an architect, did you look at increasing the pitch of that roof so you could carry it back and have it continue back to join into the roof that's behind, instead of just being, it's almost like a facade in front of the flat roof. Is that correct?
Yeah. And I don't like that either. I think that overframing on top of that flat roof would create more of an authentic roof line.
Well, and it could, yeah, and it could match the pitch a little bit more closely to the left. I know that you're not going to want to match that entirely.
I think it might be possible. It's a 45, right? It's a 6'6" incline. Mm-hmm. So even if we did do a 45 degree roof, I think it would balance it. I think it would be a nice gesture.
I think it would be more appropriate. Yeah. Because I think if you look at this from a side elevation, it's going to look super, super shallow. Funky. Yeah. So I agree. would be my comment and I wouldn't need to see that again. If you guys were willing to do that and carry that back and tie it into the roof behind, and overframe that flat portion, I'd be okay with that being just an administrative review.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Williams. Any other commissioners? I'm taking it. You just want to high five me, Commissioner Williams. That's kind of nice, which I appreciate.
Don't leave me hanging.
Okay. And if there's no other comments from the commission, I echo the same sentiment if the pitch of that roof line would be a better match. So I won't repeat those, but I concur with Vice Chair Mortensen and Commissioner Williams on those. So with that said, if we have no further comments or questions, Commissioner Johnson.
I move that the Landmarks Preservation Commission approve the application for 511 North M, not as submitted, but with the additional framing to increase the pitch of the entry area so that it more closely matches the main house and covers the flat roof behind it.
Okay, that is a motion by Commissioner Johnson. Do we have a second?
I'll second, Jeff Williams.
Oh, we have a second by Commissioner Williams. We have a motion before the commission now. Is there any comment on the motion before the commission? Hearing no comments, then we'll move for a vote and we will use the raised hand feature to vote. So all those in favor, just to also, all those in favor, beat me to the punch, raise your virtual hand. People are very quick this evening. So we have voting aye, Commissioner Hart, Mortensen, Slessor, Sundstrom, Stewart, Hilsendegger, Williams, Johnson, and Bartoy. And that is all the voting commissioners that are in attendance this evening. So there are no nays and no abstentions to the vote. So the motion does carry. And Mr. McKnight, do you have sufficient guidance from the commission to continue on with Mr. Wyman?
Yeah, we can issue that decision tomorrow and approve the permit, and that should resolve the outstanding issues of the property.
And I think it was maybe it didn't make it into the motion, but I heard, or I would say there was a unanimous consent to the having the staff review the changes that the commission requested in the motion.
Sounds good.
Great. Awesome. Thank you very much, Mr. Wyman. I really appreciate you taking the time to come here and actually taking the feedback, taking it back with you and having this conversation as well with us. It's very much appreciated. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you guys. It's always a pleasure.
Have a good evening.
You too, bye.
Now we will move on to our second design review. Can everyone hear me well enough? Just making sure. Yes. I'm speaking up. Sorry, I'm having a little bit of an allergy a sniffle here. So we'll move on to our second design review of the evening, coming really back to back with a informal presentation of this last time, I believe. This is Old City Hall, 625 Commerce Street, individual landmark. very, very pleased to see this coming before the commission. And I believe Ms. Scuderi, do you have a staff report for us?
Yes, thank you, Chair. I have it ready here. So I've got a lot written, but I'm gonna keep it brief as well. Background on this building you've all heard before, but I'll remind you. Built in 1893, Old City Hall is an individual landmark on the Tacoma Register of Historic Places. After years of deferred maintenance by previous owners, Surge Tacoma is seeking approval for the rehabilitation of Old City Hall into a mixed-use facility in two phases. The first phase will focus on seismic reinforcement of the entire structure, as well as a 60% interior build-out and life safety exterior work. The second phase will cover the remaining build-out. All work building off the past 2 years of design work is expected to be completed within 3 years, one to one and a half years each phase, and permits issued for the whole project with no planned breaks between phases. The first phase will be September 2021 through March 2023, and phase two will begin March 2023 through September 2024. Tenants will partially occupy the building after phase one is complete, with full occupancy at project completion at the end of phase two. The project has been approved by the Federal Historic Tax Credit by the Washington Department of Archaeology and Historic Preservation, and is pending final approval from the National Park Service. And then for the summary of the exterior work below, I have a lot, but I'm gonna keep it short. The extensive exterior restoration and stabilization focuses primarily on masonry repointing and repair, window repair and restoration, seismic retrofitting of the south tower of the building, and roof repair and replacement in some areas. And then the interior will be renovated and floors will be seismically upgraded. To the standards, the Secretary of the Interior Standards and Guidelines for Rehabilitation of Historic Buildings, it hits 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, and 10. And as for the analysis, this property is an individual landmark on the historic Tacoma Register of Historic Places. As such, it is subject to review by the Landmarks Preservation Commission pursuant to TMC 313.05.047 modifications. Number two, the character defining features and materials, including cornice elements, will be preserved and or repaired in kind. Three, the replacement of historic features will be based on physical and photographic evidence. Four, the gentlest means possible will be utilized to clean, repair, and stabilize the exterior masonry. And five, new work will be compatible with the historic material and undertaken in such a manner that the essential form and integrity of the historic property will not be harmed. Staff recommends approval.
Great, thank you, Ms. Scuderi. And I see that we have Ms. Rosenweg, please.
It's a difficult one. My mama didn't give me an easy one.
Rosenzweig. And Mr. Moreno and Mr. Howard are here, I believe, all for this application. So I will hand it over to you, Ms. Rosenzweig.
Thank you. And I'm going to go ahead and share my screen. Oh, it looks like I might have just a little error here when trying to share. It looks like it might be disabled on my end. Apologies.
I just fixed it. You should be able to share now.
Fabulous. I got it. Rock and roll here. Thank you. Wonderful. So good evening, everyone. Landmarks Commission, thank you so very much for your time this evening. We are very excited to come before you tonight for our design review of Old City Hall at 625 Commerce. As just a quick reminder of who we are Surge Tacoma, and we'll be renovating the Old City Hall building. Our CEO is Eli Moreno, and I'm the project manager, Guyan Rosenzweig. Our partners in this project include Pacific Engineering Technologies, who's our engineering and architecture team, as well as Northwest Vernacular, who's our historic tax credit and preservation planning team. Some highlights of some things we'll be presenting on today. We'll be focusing mostly on the exterior of the building for this presentation, but we have submitted all of our renovation plans in our application. And tonight we'll be going through some of the basic project information, detailing some special features work that's planned for completion, quickly touching on our seismic upgrades, talking about the project schedule, and then having time for questions. Just a quick review of our previous meetings and documentation submitted. As mentioned, we were here previously on May 12th, 2021, and also came before you in February of 2020. We did submit our design review application on June 1st, 2021, and tonight's presentation will provide a summary of our design review application. Just as a quick summary of the project overall, we will be renovating the building into a dynamic mixed-use facility. As mentioned, the building is in need of some substantial updates, including seismic reinforcement. The exterior masonry and terracotta will be repaired, and we'll be utilizing select aspects of previous rehabilitations in our renovation. Our permits were submitted in March of this year, and approval is expected in July or August of this year, and the project will be completed in two phases. On this slide, we've just summarized some of the previous building uses and modifications over time for context, as well as our proposed new uses. All of the mezzanine levels that you see listed here were added in the 1973 remodel and are not original to the building. Historically, as I'm sure everybody here knows, you know, the building functioned as City Hall, and it housed everything from the civic offices, Tacoma Public Utilities, the library, police station, even the jail, and more. In 1973, it did undergo its first private ownership and began as a commercial space and has been unoccupied for a little over the last decade. Our renovation of the building will include 6 floors of commercial space and 1 floor of residential space. As each part of the building historically has been used for a variety of functions, each of these areas of the building has its own special features, including our stairways. There are 2 main historic staircases in the building. One runs from the 2nd floor to the 5th floor that you can see pictured here on the left. That main staircase will remain unaltered. There's also a staircase in the tower that's of historic nature that runs from the 2nd floor down to the 1st floor. That will be temporarily removed and then reinstalled after we put in our seismic reinforcement. For the entrances of the building, we do have 2 main entrances on Pacific Avenue and 2 main entrances on Commerce as well. We will be preserving, repairing, and cleaning these historic entryways, and then select entryways will also be converted to be ADA compliant. For our windows, as anybody who's ever looked at the building knows, there are a lot of windows in that building. There are actually 356 windows in the building. So to save everyone's sanity and have a little bit of brevity, I'll only hit the highlights here. We do again have full details in our packet, and additional detail will follow for the exterior. But as an overview, we will be stabilizing and preserving all existing windows. We'll be replacing failed glazing putty and missing and broken glass, touching up our exterior and interior windows, as well as doing additional work on the round windows that occur in the building. The exterior of the building is naturally one of the areas that's receiving the major upgrades, and it's the face that everybody sees when they walk past and the one that is, you know, very iconic here in our town. Naturally, the facade of the building dates back to the original construction with some improvements and stabilizations that have taken place over time, including in the 1930s and in the 2010s. Just to give an idea of some of the existing building features, the foundation is made of Wilkeson sandstone. We've got a brick veneer on the building, with the masonry being comprised of yellow, red, and brown bricks. We've also got terracotta occurring at the belt courses and window and door openings. There are some previous alterations there on the exterior that you'll see from anchors from awnings and signs, and then of course the temporary window shoring that's still visible there on the building right now. the current condition of the exterior kind of varies based on the type and location of the exterior material. The brick is in fairly good condition. There are some holes and some cracks and missing mortar in places. And then the terracotta is in a little bit worse shape. It's in fair to damaged condition. There has been a loss of surface materials over time. There's been a use of caulking to repair the cracks and then naturally a buildup of soil on the underside of the sills over time. Our renovation for the exterior of the building will include preserving the brick, sandstone, and terracotta elements. We'll be cleaning all of the facades using warm water, and there will be limited hand cleaning where the stones are in the worst condition. For the bricks, there will be selective repointing to address the most deteriorated areas. The terracotta will be temporarily removed, recast where needed, reinforced where needed, and then reinstalled. For the sandstone, we will be patching and repairing that. And then for the window openings that we see on the second and third floor that have the masonry arches that are failing, we will be repairing those as well. And on the next slides, we'll see some pictures and some more details of these locations. As indicated in our last slide and detailed in our architectural drawings in our submitted packet, we do have a long list of exterior repairs. As a visual here, there's a shot showing some of the just exquisite terracotta work that is in need of repair on the building. Additionally, you can see the kind of layout of the veneer brick that will be repointed in specific locations, as well as one of the courses of the round windows that occurs there at the building. On this slide, we see a bit more detail about the exterior repairs, such as the round windows. We will be installing a new cement filler to slope the windowsills away from the structure. Some of the windowsills already have such a filler present as seen as in the photo on the left here. And we'll be installing a Prosico GetGuard WB coating over the top of both the new and existing cement filler. And this is intended to then move the water away from the windows to prevent further damage. For our terracotta, we will be inspecting and then carefully removing pieces, cleaning and prepping them, installing cement filler and steel ties before reinstalling, and where recasting is needed for pieces, that will be done by Gladding McBean, who is one of the two purveyors in the state, in the area who can provide it. For our failing arches, we have those on the second and third floor. We will be removing and repairing the masonry and reinstalling that with steel ties. There are 12 locations on the second floor and 5 locations on the third floor where that will be done. And then not pictured here, we do also have the copper elements there on the roof area. We will be removing the failing portions of these parapets and cornices so that our engineers can evaluate the failing portions and then design a repair in conjunction with the seismic needs. And that will all be done during the phase one construction. Again, these are just a few examples of our exterior work and additional details on the lengthy work that's there and all the keynotes can be found in our application. As with any historic restoration project, there are of course some unique requirements for Old City Hall from a structural standpoint to strengthen its building. We've included this information in our packet and we have presented on it previously. But just as a quick reminder and overview, we have been working very closely with the city of Tacoma and our engineers over the last 2 years of planning. Our seismic reinforcement plan has been made based on this building's unique needs and those conversations of engineering needs and permitting needs. And our seismic reinforcement plan will include helical piles down at the bottom of the building extending into the soil. We'll have concrete shear walls at specific locations in the building that will extend up throughout the whole building. We'll also have concentrically braced steel frames on 3 sides of the building that will be on the interior. And we'll also have shotcrete reinforcement in the tower area. And here, just as a reminder, we have our locations of our frames. We have frames on the northeast and west side of the building that will be installed. And on the next slide, we'll just show again where these frames run on the interior. As we've mentioned before, some of these beams will be placed up against the brick directly and others will be away from the walls. So only at certain locations will the beams be doing any sort of crossing of the windows. You know, due to the large number, you know, 356, there was no way to completely avoid going across that, but we did minimize it in the design elements as much as possible and most everything is not visible from the street level. On this slide, you can then see the placement of the beams in reference to the windows, and the yellow lines show the horizontal crossbeam placement, and the red squares are the vertical I-beams that run then on the north, west, and east side of the building. Now on to our progress with other historic approvals. We are happy to share that our review for historic tax credits is also going well and is nearing completion. In January of this year, we did send an amendment to our Part 2 application. In March of this year, we sent updated drawings with our seismic and architectural plans. In May of 2021, we've received conditional DAHP approval with minor interior conditions. And then in June of 2021, it's now currently under NPS final review. And NPS did receive the documents on this last Friday and with the DAHP conditional approval. So we're hoping that maybe within the next 30 to 60 days to have approval. We do, of course, with all that, have a busy few years ahead of us on this important project. As you can see on this timeline, we are planning for permit approval July or August of this year to be issued, permits to be issued for both phases. Our phase one construction will then run from September 2021 to March of 2023, with phase one being open in spring of 2023. Then phase two construction will run from March of 2023 to September of 2024, with phase two being open then in fall of 2024. And exterior repairs that were noted earlier, all of those will be done in the phase one of construction. Well, as always, we thank everyone for their time this evening, and we are more than happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Great, thank you. And we already have questions. I didn't even have to ask. Fantastic. So, Commissioner Hart.
Just a random question. I feel like you touched on this in a former meeting with us. What's happening to the funny greenhouse thing on the roof?
Yes, so great question. It's not actually a historic element. It was from the 1970s, but we, from a code perspective, what we'll be doing is we'll be reinforcing that with a 3M coating that's completely clear, so you won't be able to see anything. There'll be no color difference from the street when you're standing in there, but it is for seismic reinforcement because that glass is not set up to withstand any sort of serious seismic event. So that's what we'll be doing up there to strengthen it, but nothing will change from a visual aspect up there.
What about the use? Like, what's the planned use for it?
So the use is going to be an event space. And so we'll have kitchen prep areas and things that are down on our first level. And then we'll have an event space where you can, you know, get married. You can have business meetings right there with that beautiful view up close of the clock tower. You know, a lot of people want to go up into the clock tower to see the clock tower, but really the best place in the building to see it is from that roof level. There is no better view of the beautiful clock tower than from right there. So it'll be an event space that'll be rentable.
Right. Commissioner Helsendegger.
Thanks for the presentation. I just had a few questions. I think it was from your 2020 presentation, you were planning on possibly, I guess you'd say, bricking in some of the windows that were in the tower because of the support that was needed from the amount of brick up above. Is that still one of the plans to then put a false window in front of that brick?
Yes, so we actually, there will be shotcrete on a couple of the windows up in the tower. None of those will be visible from the street level. At this time, I don't know that there is a plan to put anything there in its place simply because it won't be visible from the street level and it's just a couple of the windows. And the window itself will still be there. So it'll be from the exterior, it'll still look like the windows that you see from the ground.
Okay. And then you mentioned at the entrances, you'd be making modifications for ADA accessibility. Will that be a big visual shift, or are we just talking like buttons for doors to open and things like that?
Luckily, the way that the doors were built, some of them are already very large, and the historic features that are there are those larger concrete pieces that are very nicely formed and not the actual door frames that are there. So there's actually a very wide opening. So what you'll see are some of those non-historic doors changed out for, like you say, automatic and wide openings. But from the framing perspective of the historical value with the concrete and the terracotta, none of that will be altered for any kind of accessibility.
accessibility because we actually don't have to. We're lucky that the building actually set us up for success there for the future.
Great, thank you.
Great, thanks. Commissioner Johnson. You're on mute, Commissioner Johnson.
How's this? I remember when the commission was reviewing the building down where DaVita is, one of the big sticking points was the huge mechanicals that they were putting on the roof, and it was quite visible. And I was looking at Old City Hall today, noticing some really massive mechanicals up there. And I see in your plan that you plan to replace them with same size equipment. Is there a better way to do it so that it's not so visible, or would screening be a possibility?
So we definitely would love to make them as small as possible. We are currently in the final phases of our mechanical design. So exact answers on that I don't have right at this time, but we are finding that many of the building systems that are already in existence are actually still functional to a large extent. So where possible, we're definitely going to be reusing that equipment that is already there on the roof. There's a cooling tower that's there, for example, and there's about a 75% assurance that we think we can get that back up and running. Again, we're doing the final mechanical design pieces there, so we're not 100% sure on that piece. But right now, it's looking like we actually won't be changing out a ton of the mechanical equipment up there. But where possible, we definitely, you know, it would stay the same size or go smaller. We don't want anything visible from the street any more than it is right now.
Would it be then within your budget and timelines to put some visual screens up so that the mechanics are not quite so visible?
It's definitely something that we could look into. There's not a ton of space up there, so we would obviously want to clear it with everyone as far as design and everything was concerned, but that is definitely something that we can look into once we get to the mechanical design pieces. And you know, from my perspective, from as long as it worked with the cost and the actual mechanical design and being okay up there, I don't see any reason why we couldn't.
Thank you.
Mr. McKnight.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. One thing I wanted to raise as a question with the mechanicals. I know that the commission in the past has you know, sometimes had some concerns with screening because of the effect that it has on the massing. And also just something like that would probably also have to run through the tax credit review process as well, just as a thought. So the National Park Service may have an opinion on that as well. So that's something we want to make sure that we are in line with.
Thank you for mentioning that, Ruben. Yes, and we are very close on the current design that we have there with NPS and has been passed through all of the approvals. So we would definitely take that into account. Thank you.
Great. Any other commissioners? So Commissioner Mortensen, Vice Chair Mortensen.
I'll just go ahead and thank the applicants for not only the presentation this evening, but for having taken the time to come before us multiple times for such a big and important project. Makes it very easy to have kind of multiple opportunities for questions, multiple opportunity for FaceTime, and really understand your philosophy and your approach to the building. So I really appreciate the way you've gone about this. So thank you.
Our pleasure. Thank you all for the opportunity to bring this building back to life.
Great. Thank you. There's no further questions or comments from the commission. There is an action that's being sought here. Is there a motion? Vice Chair Mortensen? You may be on mute.
Am I?
Oh, no. I can hear you now. I couldn't hear you earlier.
Maybe a tech delay.
Okay.
I would like to move that the Landmarks Preservation Commission approve the application for 625 Commerce Street as submitted.
Fantastic. Is there a second? Commissioner Hart?
I will second that motion.
There is a motion before the commission and it has been seconded. Is there any comment on the motion before the commission? Any discussion? Seeing none, we will, was that seeing some or someone quit? That was a quick vote. I see what's happening here. Everyone's jumping the gun this evening. We'll move to voting On the motion before the commission, all those in favor, please use your raise hand function this evening. And we have those in favor, Commissioners Williams, Hart, Stewart, Sundstrom, Hilsendegger, Mortensen, Johnson, Slusser, and Bartoy. That is all of the voting commissioners in attendance this evening. So there are no nays or abstentions. The motion passes unanimously, and that's fantastic. It's a great milestone. I think clapping is very well in order. It's amazing that you've been able to keep schedule through everything and keep perseverance. It's a very important project for the city. And it's going to be a real gem and jewel to have back in here for us all. So it's very much appreciated for all the hard work that's gone into this. So,
well, and I would like to personally also thank all of the members of the committee for working with us and giving us direction, like Commissioner Johnson and all of you have done here this evening and throughout this past few years. So we really appreciate it. And I know the rest of the team and the neighborhood there in that area. And I'm sure once we're done, let's hope that we get also a good okay from the city, as we hope it will happen. So thank you all. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. I cannot wait to go have a drink at Old City Hall.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Fantastic. Thank you. It's momentous. That's all I can say. Great. So we'll go ahead and move on this evening to our preservation and planning business. Preservation Great, events. You. Sorry.
Thank you. We just wrapped up Preservation Month. We survived barely, but it was a really great, I think, series of events. I think the awards was one of the most well-attended that we've had with a great presentation there. And we had thousands of viewers for the mystery series, even out of state. So really exciting to see all of that participation. Hundreds of people tried to solve it. I think only three actually got it right. Next event up is June 24th. It's a virtual tour of Northeast Tacoma. And then we're gonna have a few videos that we're gonna be launching soon. And then starting in August, we're gonna be bringing back the Broadening Horizons Heritage Cafe series. So that's about sort of unusual aspects of preservation and history. So kind of bringing in new audiences and different topics. The first one will be The 70s Turned 50 by state architectural historian Michael Hauser. And he's assured me that this will be very groovy and not very, architecturally and serious. So get ready to be groovy. That is
out. Awesome. Thank you. Oh, Mr. McKnight.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I wanted to take this moment too. I figured I'd be a little remiss if I didn't provide just a real brief update on where we are on our retreat planning, because we are still doing that. And I just wanted to let the commission know we have, we've been working with a consultant to develop a plan, but one of the things that occurred to us was that there's an opportunity here to do a really nice, in-depth retreat. I know that many of you have read the article that we sent on already, and so we thank you for that. But what we have been talking about internally for cost reasons and other things is we may actually end up doing a retreat with the Planning Commission as well. And that would a couple of different things I think that are beneficial there for, besides just the ability to share costs and get more bang for our public dollar, but also that this could have a beneficial effect of having a better relationship and a better familiarity between the Planning Commission and the Landmarks Commission as well. They both are in the Planning Division in the city. That's how they're staffed, and so staff tends to think of the Planning Commission and the Landmarks Commission as very closely associated, but the commissioners and themselves may not have that same sort of a worldview just because of the nature of your business. And so right now, just due to staff scheduling and commission scheduling and all these other things, we are now targeting sort of the late July timeframe, probably the earliest. And of course, we will be in contact with the commission about actual dates when we have actual dates, but that's sort of the outlook right now. And I just wanted to give everybody sort of an early heads up. I'm gonna be making a pitch to the Planning Commission actually next week about this as well. And so I think it's a great opportunity, and it'll be a little bit bigger, but if there are any, you know, concerns or anything like that, please, you know, let me or Kevin know. But that's the status, I guess, the status update. And just, I thought folks might've been wondering, since we had polled the commission about dates in June already, and now here we are in June and you hadn't heard anything. So I wanted to make sure that you were aware that we were working on this still.
Great. Thank you, Mr. McKnight. Any questions? Oh, Commissioner Hilsendig.
I assume it would still be virtual, or are you hoping it would be in person by then?
We are presuming that, thank you for the question. That's actually a, you know, important thing to bring up anytime, I guess, following June 30th, really. But as far as I'm aware right now, everything that we are doing for the foreseeable near term anyways is going to continue to be virtual. The discussion about reconstitution is what we're calling it inside the city is also an ongoing one, just like every other organization is as well. And so I don't have a definite answer right now. We have some idea of when staff in a limited basis might be returning into the facilities, but for now, until we receive guidance from the governor's office, public meetings will remain virtual. That can change really quickly, unfortunately, but for now, as far as we know, it's virtual. And I guess when I say waiting for the governor's office, because we are working right now under a suspension of the OPMA, Open Public Meetings Act, emergency orders from the governor. And so those do change somewhat unpredictably sometimes. So, but currently we are still under those orders.
Great. Thank you. Any other questions? Seeing none, I definitely think it's a really excellent opportunity and glad that, we're taking advantage of that to have that interaction with the Planning Commission, you know, particularly with the various things that are moving forward with Home and Tacoma and whatnot, but the two commissions learning more about each other is really, really great. And, you know, learning more about each other as we also navigate forward through anti-racism and moving our agenda forward with anti-racism, I think is even better. So. That's great. And I just like to really give a big shout out again to all the staff that put together the events for Historic Preservation Month. It was just fantastic again. And, you know, I can't reiterate enough the pivot that's been made over this past year to go virtual and really keep up with a very aggressive and very awesome event schedule that is always part of the business that's done here. In the city of Tacoma. So this was another one of those great things. And I must say, I learned a ton about, I had no idea we had such a large collection of Jacques Cousteau memorabilia in Tacoma until I heard the talk at the award ceremony. So it was a learning experience as well. So it was fantastic. With that, if we'll move on to the chair's comments, which I guess those were, so we can just say I was being efficient. Is there any other business that anyone would like to bring up? I will open it because we are running a fantastic meeting. Very quick through here with an amazing vote on an amazing project. Like one of the biggest projects has come before us, and this is all really great. So it's a great evening, and we will end in time for everyone to go have a nice sip of their favorite beverage and spend the evening with their families then. And it was great seeing you all, and I will adjourn this meeting of the commission. See y'all later.